This shiur has been brought to you from the Sharim Audio Library. For information about Sharim or to order additional CDs, please visit our website, www.sharim.com, or email sharim@sharim.com. Thank you for making Sharim part of your continual learning experience.
We're on Perek Shlishi, which is titled The Min HaAnoshi. Okay? We started off in the Ramchal in Derech Hashem with talking about the purpose of the book. Then we had moved on to Borei Yitbarach Shmo, which spoke about to the best of our capability God's being. Then we moved on to Tachlit HaBriah, which means the purpose of creation, right, which spoke about what we're doing here on this place we love to call Earth, and the greater scheme of the purpose of creation. Now we're going to be talking about Min HaEnoshi. Has everybody heard of the statement, work smart, not hard? Yeah? Have you heard about that? So this book is really the essence of work smart, not hard. Why is it work smart, not hard? Because, of course, we're supposed to work hard in life. There's no question about it. However, when you work smart and you know which buttons to press and the significance of certain things, then that gives us a much stronger will and gives us many more tools to be able to be successful at our goals. So this is really the epitome of work smart, not hard. If you understand exactly how, you know, the Jewish world works.
Kvar zacharnu, hiyot ha'adam otah ha'briyah nivret, ledavek bo itbarach shemo. We have already mentioned, we've already stated, that man was the creation that was chosen to cling to the Almighty. Now, it's funny, it happens to me numerous times, but in the previous class we've just spoken about clinging to the Almighty. But just for purpose of clarity, how would one understand what it means to when the statement is made to cling to the Almighty? What does it mean to cling to the Almighty? How do we define that? To be like the Almighty. Ubat Adabek means what the Ramchal is talking about now is clinging to the Almighty. What does that mean, to cling to the Almighty? It means to be similar to Him in the extent that we become one with Him. Now, the major challenge of that is, what's the major challenge of that? Us. We're the problem, right? God set up. Point being that Ubat Adavek means that we want to become one with the Almighty, we want to cling with Him, and therefore we have to become as similar to God as possible. And what that basically means is the positive commandments and the negative commandments, meaning the positive commandments are telling us what to do to become similar to Him, and the negative ones are telling us what not to do so we don't distance ourselves from Him, so that we can become closer to Him, right? For example, dressing modestly, keeping Shabbat, prayer, tzedakah, all these things are emulating God. And the opposite, speaking slander about your friends, being selfish, is all distancing yourself from God. Now, what's the significance of that? So what? Might you ask? Very good question. The answer is that in the world to come, when the time does arrive for us to receive our pleasure and our reward, the closer we are to being similar to God, the more compatible we can be and the more one we can be with Him. Meaning, if our goal is to enjoy from His presence, then the more similar we are to Him, the more we can be in His presence. Right? I'll give you an example. You have like a Purim party, right? A little bit of a radical example, but I think it'll drive home. Okay? So you dress up. Give me a good Purim costume. Not a collar, please. Don't give me a collar. Spider-Man or Batman, okay? So you dress up as Batman. Okay, and you're walking through the streets as Batman. The only problem is, it's 2 days before Purim. You walk into the store saying, you know, Chag Sameach, you're dressed up as Batman. You walk into the seminary, you're the only one dressed up as Batman, everybody else is dressed up as, you know, whatever, you know, and so you're totally not compatible. It's, you know, you're weird. You know, especially dressing up as Batman. Like, who wants to be Batman? I would have said ninja. You know, but you say Batman. But when everybody's dressing up as something, so then you walk into the room and everybody's compatible. Everybody understands. Everybody can become one or unite towards the same goal of whichever it is that you're attaining. Okay, so in a similar vein, but not the exact same thing, the more we make ourselves compatible to God, the more we can be similar to Him, and the more we'll feel comfortable with what's going on upstairs. We don't want to be dressed up as Batman upstairs, right? When everyone else is not dressed up and looking at us as weird Westerners. Okay, very good. I'm happy to see we're advancing. לדבק בו יתברך שמו, והיא המוטלת בין השלמות והחסרונות, ויוכלת בידו לקנות השלמות. Right? This person is placed in between attaining perfection and the chesronot, which is the capability of getting deficiencies. ויכולת בידו לקנות השלמות. The person has been placed with the capabilities of attaining this perfection. Right? Or as close to perfect as one can attain. Now, there's two things that free will gives a person. What are the two things that free will gives a person? What is the necessity to have free will? There's dangers of it, obviously, but there's two things that we gain by receiving free will.
Yeah.
The first thing is that we are owners of the reward. Just the Maharal points out. We are owners of the reward. That means when you have the free will to choose between A and B, you own your choice. Your choice is yours. Okay? That's the first significance of it. And we all know, we've spoken about what's the responsibility and what's the significance of owning your reward. The second thing is, then we're emulating God. By having free will, there's one other being in the world that has free will, and that's God. So we have free will, and now we're similar to God in that He has free will. Animals, everything else in the world does not have free will. Therefore, that's something that they're lacking in their simulation to God. So it's all a big picture of emulating God. Botidabek, clinging to God, is all about becoming one with Him. Every choice we make, we always have to think, will this bring me closer or further away? Am I going to become more like God or less like God? Am I going to become more giving or less?